It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how you doing?
Pretty good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Looking forward to a nice Easter. Looks like we're going to have some good conditions.
Looks like the weather's going to be very nice.
So you and I haven't had a chance to speak for a few weeks. The iVote decision has come down from the court and Singleton is going back to the polling booths.
Yes, probably not unexpected with where it looked like it was heading. So, yes, well, the councillor aspect of that will go back to an election, or it's considered as a by-election for Nines places.
Okay, so you were elected as a councillor and the mayor. Does that include you? Because I know the mayoral vote isn't included in this.
No, because we popu-elect the mayor, I nominated for councillor and the mayor position.
Right.
So obviously once I'm declared as the mayor, I'm officially not eligible to be a councillor.
Ah.
So in the next round of, well, the next lot of voting, my name won't be there.
Okay, that explains it. I know a lot of people are a little bit confused about that, but you've cleared it up perfectly for us. And at some stage, the word will come out that the election's going to be happening.
Yeah, I think it, from what I'm hearing, it'll be well after the federal one, which will probably potentially be July.
Okay, all right. Now, you've got a council meeting coming up next Tuesday. What's on the agenda?
Council meeting on Tuesday. It's a few interesting things on the agenda, including council's draft Create Singleton 2022-32, our community strategic plan, which we've been working through diligently for 12 months at least. The delivery plan, operational plan, also an integrated water recycling management strategy. So lots of important things on the agenda, many of them going out for, obviously, for public comment or public exhibition.
All right, that's coming up next Tuesday. There's also a mentor program for budding photographers.
Yeah, this is working back through the display by Edwina Richards, our award-winning art and commercial photographer who put together the photography display in our Arts and Culture Centre. So we're looking for expressions of interest for those that might like to take up an opportunity to work with Edwina and develop their talents if they have a particular interest in photography.
I think we all do these days because every phone's got a camera attached to it, so we're all budding photographers, aren't we?
Oh, I think, you just got to be in the right spot at the right time, but there is definitely that eye of talent in it as well.
There is, that's for sure. And I tell you what, I've been keeping an eye on the Singleton Council Facebook page. So many great activities for the kids coming up this Easter. Is there anything you want to highlight?
Oh, lots of things happening through the Easter program, art workshops at the Singleton Arts and Culture Centre, sustainability craft and a writing competition at the library, basket weaving, jewellery making. I know the little ones would be loving to do the jewellery making. Cooking and self-defence classes, photography competition at the youth venue. So lots of stuff that's available through the Easter and school holiday period. So check out our council website for more information about that and enjoy your Easter and stay safe.
Absolutely. I would also like to highlight there's one there for Dungeons and Dragons. Go and do that. It's great for the imagination.
Very true.
Sue, you have a fantastic and I hope restful Easter and we will catch up again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. You too. Same to you and to all the listeners.